Puerto Rico's new governor has been in office just 9 weeks, and he's dealing with several crises, from the pandemic to the ongoing recovery from Hurricanes Irma and Maria in 2017. This week, however, he's on Capitol Hill to build support for another priority, statehood. House lawmakers introduced a bill on Tuesday that could allow for Puerto Rico to become the 51st state. And Governor Pedro Pierluisi joins me to talk more about it. Governor, welcome.
Hi, Callum. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Likewise, and I want to start with the statehood bill being introduced by Democratic lawmakers, New Mexico's Martin Heinrich in the Senate and Florida's Darren Soto in the House. A majority of Puerto Ricans did vote in favor of statehood in November. So do you think this push in Congress has a shot?
Definitely. We had an up or down vote on statehood. That type of vote had never been done in Puerto Rico. And we did it against all odds. Congress had made no commitment or any kind of offer to Puerto Rico before the vote. And the U.S. Department of Justice in the Trump administration objected to the vote. We had our general elections, and statehood got more votes than any candidate for office. Now the ball is in Congress's court. And I have no doubt that when the time comes, a majority of the members of the U.S. House of Representatives will support statehood for Puerto Rico.
Governor, listeners might gather from your response that you are also in support of statehood. So why is that? What would it mean for Puerto Rico to become a state?
What we're asking for is basically equal rights. We've been American citizens now for more than 100 years, and we continuously face disparities in the way key federal programs work on the island. This is like geographic discrimination. If you move to Puerto Rico, automatically you lose rights. You will have no congressional representation with a vote. You will not be able to vote for president or vice president. And you will not be eligible for programs such as supplemental security income. The Medicaid program in Puerto Rico works very differently than in the States. You will not get the same type of access to nutrition, to the SNAP program, nutrition assistance, and I can go on and on.
But Governor, could it be possible to address some of those current concerns through other channels? Because Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for example, who is probably the most prominent member of Congress who's of Puerto Rican descent, is skeptical of statehood. I mean, she wrote an opinion piece for NBC last year arguing that statehood is arguably, quote, the culmination of colonization. How do you respond to that?
Well, the way this will work, it's not Congress imposing its will on the people of Puerto Rico. It's going to be very different. This would be Congress saying to the American citizens of Puerto Rico that they can have equal rights so long as they vote for statehood in a congressionally sanctioned referendum. Doesn't the majority rule in a democracy? The majority has spoken in Puerto Rico twice. The same should apply to the Congress.
Governor, let me just ask you one other political question then about statehood, because Republicans are concerned about this idea. In fact, Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, warned his party last year that admitting Puerto Rico would essentially create two new Democratic senators in perpetuity. I mean, do you think that's accurate? And how would you get Republicans on board? Because you'd presumably need at least 10 GOP senators to break a filibuster.
Yes, I know. And it'll be tougher in the Senate. The first thing that I have to say is that it's not correct to assume that once Puerto Rico becomes a state, it'll elect two Democratic senators and four Democratic representatives. Not necessarily so. Anybody who has lived in Puerto Rico knows that there's a considerable sector of our population that is quite conservative. We haven't been participating in the American electoral process, so they will not necessarily align with one party or another. They will be voting for the candidates that have the best commitments to Puerto Rico, like any other place in America. If anything, Puerto Rico could be viewed as a swing state.
Governor, I do want to get to a couple of things besides statehood. I know that last month a federal control board reached a deal that would have reduced Puerto Rico's debt by about 80%, but you rejected it because it also would have made cuts to pensions. So what happens now? Do you see a way forward that does resolve the island's public debt problem but doesn't cut into public services or pensions?
Yes, I do believe there's a way forward. Actually, The government of Puerto Rico already reformed the principal public pension system on the island, drastically reformed, freezing benefits, changing it into a defined contribution system as opposed to a defined pension benefit system. And we did that before the board was around. I support the proposed plan of adjustment that the oversight board will be submitting to the federal court with the support of about 70% of the Commonwealth's creditors. I support the economic terms of that plan, but I will not support pension cuts. They shouldn't, they're not necessary, and they shouldn't have been included in the plan, and that's going to be my posture before the court.
That's Governor Pedro Pierluisi of Puerto Rico. He was previously the island's attorney general and its non-voting delegate in the U.S. Congress. Governor, thanks a lot.
Thank you.